The number of homicides in Syracuse rose by 60% in 2013. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, the number frustrates police because the statistics for all other major violent crimes in the city have gone down.
Seven of the homicide victims in Syracuse in 2013 were under the age of 21, including 17-year-old Charles Pitts, who was stabbed leaving a party in downtown Syracuse. 18-year-old Jamie Rains was a year ahead of Pitts in school.
And everyone loved him. Everyone knew him, from like the teachers, the lunch ladies, the principal. People all over knew him, and he was in so many programs. He was determined to do good. He was supposed to graduate earlier than most. He only had like 2 months to go, and he would have graduated, and he would have been off to the Air Force.
Pitts was just one of 22 homicides in Syracuse in 2013, up from 13 homicides in 2011 and 13 again in 2012. The number for other major violent crimes in the city, such as rape, robbery, aggravated assault, and shots fired, were all down from 2012. Even the number of homicides due to gang violence were down from the previous year. Sergeant Tom Kennellan, the public information officer for the Syracuse Police Department, says it's very difficult to predict crimes like homicides.
We can target gun violence, and we can target a lot of other crimes, but sometimes these are just crimes of opportunity or crimes of passion, and some of the incidents involved domestic-related incidents. I don't want to trivialize any of these homicides because one is one too many.
Kennellan says the police department saw a 70% increase in shootings from January to about March or April. That was until they launched the Syracuse Truce Program, funded by a federal grant and modeled after similar and successful programs in other cities.
We're still getting it off the ground. You know, we're about 1 year into the grant right now. So, you know, we'll see, you know, how the success goes. And we've seen substantial decreases in the amount of gang shootings and shots fired and overall shots fired in the city.
Kennellan says some of the homicides this past year became high profile because of the randomness of the attacks and the age of the offenders. 18-year-old Romeo Williams was charged with first and second degree manslaughter for an assault which resulted in the death of 70-year-old Jim Gifford. Gifford's button-down shirt still hangs on one of the shelves at the Elmwood Presbyterian Church food pantry where he volunteered. The other women who work there can't bear to move it.
Quiet, but he loved a good laugh. I still can hear his chuckle. Yeah, he liked people, too, because he sent a lot of cards and did a lot of things that people maybe weren't aware of.
In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.